Officials investigating the breakup of the Space Shuttle Columbia are inspecting debris found as far west as California. If the materials are from the shuttle, they could prove crucial to the investigation as some of the first pieces to fall to Earth. The most concentrated searches for debris continue in East Texas. Crews are making good headway, but Janet Heimlich reports from Hemp Hill that the dense, woodsy area is making the search slow and difficult.
Search crews in East Texas have much to be excited about. They've located some key parts from the shuttle that could help investigators discover the cause of the accident. Greg Coors of the U.S. Forest Service is the branch director of ground searches in Sabine County.
We are having good search days. We're finding good information, and I think we're helping NASA and the FBI in that. So I think we are successful.
In the town of Nacogdoches, searchers found a 6-foot-long section of the cabin. In Hemp Hill, they located a part of the nose cone, some of the fuselage, circuit boards, and a piece of landing gear. Here, 46 federal and local agencies and volunteers, totaling about 600 people, are involved in the search. They've uncovered about 350 pieces of debris and human remains since the disaster happened 4 days ago. But the terrain is difficult to cross. The area is thick with pine trees, and crews on foot and horseback are having a tough time getting through what locals call the East Texas Briar Thicket. Sabine County Sheriff Tom Maddox and Emergency Management Coordinator Billy Ted Smith.
Rabbits, you know, and wild hogs are the only thing there that can go through it. And
try to go through it, you're going to be bloody and scratched up.
If any of you have seen these searchers after they have come out, they look bad.
So far, searchers have only covered about 5 of the 1,000 square miles they hope to get through. They're also trying to locate debris that may have sunk to the bottom of the Toledo Bend Reservoir. Today, the winds have been sweeping across the water, making this 40-degree day feel much colder.
I've got 5 layers on right now with 2 long johns and these pants.
Marty O'Brien is a captain for the Harris County Sheriff's Department. He's just come off a boat that's been surveying the reservoir. The lake extends for 80 miles along the Texas-Louisiana border and gets as deep as 85 feet. Rubbing his numb hands together, O'Brien explains that his crew is using sonar equipment to scan for shuttle fragments.
There's a lot of area to scan, and it's a very slow process. They only go 1.4 knots, which is just trickling along. They're coming into a lot of trees. This lake has trees that are literally 40, 50 foot tall, and they'll come up right up under the surface.
Up on shore, about a dozen divers are waiting to be called into the water should the first group spot any debris. One of them, Jim Rorman, is getting fidgety.
We're divers. We want to get in the water and get wet. You know, we want to do our part, and if we're standing around, you know, we're not really contributing.
By the end of the day, neither Rorman nor the other divers got their chance to search the cold, dark water for debris. But they're not deterred. Crews will continue searching the reservoir and the woods. Officials say they'll keep at it, even if it takes months to complete their work. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Hemp Hill, Texas.